Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show Tuesday, August 1st. It's a new month. They turned over the calendar once again, and we're still hanging out, and we're still here. And today we're being brought to you by Audible, and you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show, over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Anyway, so what do we got? Well, we got more of the same, right? There is a lack of volume. There is a lack of interest. And overall, the markets just continue to kind of churn, or burn, that burning ring of fire. It doesn't matter. They just... There is no stopping them at the moment. And, you know, again, there's no reason to try to step in front of it. I can tell you that I heard on Monday, I heard the one of the Wall Street Journal guys saying, well, this time it's different. I go, okay, you know, and this will be, you can mark my words today on August the 1st, that the... markets are not different, and that the same old crap will happen once again, and there'll be another sell-off, and there'll be another meltdown. Now, are we concerned? Are we worried? No, I don't think there's a reason to be concerned or to be worried. It depends on your objectives and what you're trying to accomplish from an investing or a trading standpoint. Certainly from a investing standpoint, you can't be happier at the action the way it's been. The markets have gone up. There's been no volatility. But I think if you really take a look deep inside your portfolio, you'll find that your portfolio is probably not performing as well as the overall market is. Now, why is that? Well, the first reason is that basically there's only five or six stocks that are driving the bus. And a lot are still under deep, heavy water. You know, a lot of the stuff that you own, especially through some of the mutual funds, the other things are probably lower. So yeah, the war chant on TV is, yes, they're going higher, new highs. But I guess the real question is you should look at your own portfolio. Is your own portfolio making new highs? Unless you own Amazon or Netflix or Tesla or one of those babies, Boeing, then your portfolio is probably not going up that fast. So again, we can continue to try to convince the poor, innocent investor that this time is different. We can continue to try to convince ourselves that this time is different. But that is just the time you can take your money and you can flush it down the toilet. Because one of the key things that we can do as investors is to always be on defense. You know, you remember we talk about sports. We talk about in baseball, it's pitching in defense. In football, it's run the ball in defense. In basketball, it's defense. In soccer, it's goaltending and defense. In hockey, it's goaltending and defense. So what's the common theme? Well, the common theme is that everything comes down to being able to play good, solid defense. So when you look at your portfolio, you say, okay, is my portfolio up as much as the market's up? And if it's not, why not? And if it's why not, what am I missing? And I think this is where we fall into that lull of complacency where we don't really focus on what the exact task at hand is. And we get sloppy because we know the market's going to go up. And certainly I cannot tell you that it's not going to go up because it has done nothing but go up. But if I look back at stocks, I go, listen, Apple, you know, if I owned Apple, that's been okay. Bob has been great. But what about some of the General Electric and some of the banks and some of the financial institutions? They certainly have not kept up with the focus of what's going on. And I believe that that's where we tend to get careless and we tend to get sloppy. One of the reasons that I teach hedging and the one reason I do hedge is I don't have to think about it and I don't have to worry about being sloppy or I don't have to worry about being anything. All I have to worry about is making sure that I'm hedged properly and I'll be protected from what happens. But the biggest thing we have, which always happens, listen, it always happens when it comes to money. You know, I hear the comments many, many times when I talk to different investors and even gamblers and, you know, well, I'm playing on house money. Well, I'll tell you this, okay? There is no such thing as house money, all right? Once it's in your pocket, it's your house, all right? It is not house money. That's a very bad attitude to way to look at your gains is that you're playing on house money. You should be locking up those gains and not thinking about house money, but thinking about, well, it's my money. I could live better. I could do something better if I kept that money. But we tend to try to press it up, and that is the totally wrong way to go about investing. Investing is about compounding your money over time. And you're going to see that, you know, obviously, if you're in the markets and you're compounding your portfolio, in other words, you're reinvesting your dividends, you're continuing to add in and you're buying more stock when markets go down, which most people won't do. They'll sell then, but that's obviously the time to buy. You will be very happy. If you're not doing it that way, you'll be very sad. And many of you will be forced out once again on the big puke, because what do we know for a certainty is that the markets will have another big puke. Okay, it's not that it's a bad thing. Actually, the big pukes are actually good for the markets. Okay, but we tend to get driven by what? The same old emotions of fear and greed. And fear and greed are our destruction. And, you know, it's like the kryptonite for human emotion. And, you know, it happens in everything that you do. You know, you get too afraid, you make the wrong decision. And it goes back to that emotional decision that we often make over time, either with a loved one. Sometimes we say things out of emotion, or we go to Vegas and we gamble something out of greed. You know, whatever it is, it's always based on being too emotional for the time. And when you're going to do that, you're going to find out that that's going to create a much bigger problem for you and not help you achieve and accomplish the goals that you have designed and looked for yourself. So keep that in mind as we continue to hear the war crimes of or the war chants of This Time Is Different. And for you listeners of The Bubba Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend Fed Up by Danielle DiMartino Booth. I think you really got to read that. I think it's an awesome book, and it tells the story from her viewpoint, and she was a Fed official. You can get them. You can go to audiobook and download a book. You get a 30-day free trial. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook. And of course, for your free Bubba Show, go to libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every single day. And of course, you get the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget about Bubba's Bottom Line, now available at BubbaTrading.com. This week's show is up and posted for you and ready to go. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break with more. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, well, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about our man Scaramucci? Anyways, this segment will be brought to you by BarkBox. That is BarkBox.com. Make sure you check out BarkBox.com. You get one free extra month of BarkBox at www.getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, I don't know. It's amazing. My inn at the White House is no longer in. And of course, obviously, something was going on there that we are not aware of or privy to. But I find it interesting at how fast the things changed. I thought he'd do a good job there, but apparently, maybe his rant last week got him. I don't know. In the meantime, it's on to the next, and of course, new chief of staff, and let's see what happens. Let's see if they can actually, start to get some things done in that White House. Of course, the main problem will still remain the opposition on the left, and once again, we're not talking about major issues. We're talking about things that are not really that important. So it becomes, again, an issue to watch. And, of course, markets will do what markets will do. And, they continue to want to go higher. At the end of the day, you can't get in the way of it. And this is one of the things we talk about on a regular basis, okay? And as we go through the stock market, look, I don't like it here, but I certainly can't really step in front of it. It's certainly not, it wouldn't be prudent to get in the way. And of course, yesterday was up again, and, the NASDAQ was down again, and the S&P was flat. It's just, the details are very unclear. If you look at the big picture, you've got, on Monday, you have Dow up, NASDAQ, Russell, S&P down. Now, I don't know. I mean, that to me, that is an indication of a safety play. To me, that is an indication that money is moving out of the higher risk. I mean, you saw Amazon down $32, Google down 12. Again, when you see these things happening, I think one of the more telling stories was Boeing. Boeing dropped like $5 or $4 from the top of the day. But again, we said this earlier that, Boeing, the markets, Boeing, stocks like Boeing aren't supposed to go up 40% in 2 months and 15% in 2 days. It's just not the way of, it's not the world order, I guess. They're usually too big, but that just shows you how thin the markets are. It shows you what the hell's going on here and some of the issues that we're seeing. And, again, look, we're not going to predict it. I sent out an email to some people yesterday, and I said, hey, Boeing looks a little bit toppy. Everybody wanted short. I said, well, let's wait. And, of course, it opened up another couple of bucks, and it was still up on the day. It wasn't like it was down on the day. I mean, it was still up a dollar, but it was at one time up like $5. My point is very simple. Right? Look, we cannot stop this train right now. I mean, you can't get in front of the wheels in motion because they'll run you over. And the same thing goes for oil. Oil I thought was a top at 48. It's now over 50. Now, is it? I still believe that it's lousy, but certainly I can't. I can no longer stay short or try to sell it here. I need to watch it. And, because one of the key plays you always have to remember in any form of risk taking is to make sure you've got the capital to make the play when the time comes. And if you let these markets run you over, you will not have the capital. So we look at the oil that now is pushing higher. And again, it's broken out. Is it safe to sell? I don't know. I wouldn't jump, in front of it now. I mean, it broke out pretty good. There's not, it really had some levels I thought were, you know, pretty reasonable. But now we're past 48, and I think the next thing you'd look for would maybe be 52. You know, before I again think about it, and then you look at the dollar. Right? The dollar continues to get slaughtered. There is no hope and no spot for the dollar. Now, you know, again, it'll find a buyer eventually, but once again, it's blowing off to the downside. But I think that's also a very telling sign here, because if you look at the dollar-denominated commodities, which most of them are priced in U.S. dollars, you're not seeing the explosion or the pop you might figure you would see in these things. That has to be a concern from a commodity standpoint, because if you look at, for example, the grains, right, they were all lower on Monday. Now, again, everything is its own, you know, trades its own chart. But again, typically you get some help from a weaker dollar because they are dollar denominated. And of course, you're not seeing that. So what does that mean? So does it mean that the commodities are going to break? Does it mean the dollar's getting ready to rally? Does it mean they're both going to break? Or does it mean they both could rally? And again, we don't know the answer to that question. I believe that the dollar will find a buyer somewhere down here, but I also believe commodities will be find buyers here. But to further institute or look at this case, gold is substantially less than the last time the dollar was here. And gold was virtually unchanged on Monday with a much weaker dollar. So that's another thing of concern. Now, oil did go up, so that would be something you'd look at. But overall, with the weakness of the dollar, it's hard to fathom that we would have a market that did not, move based on what was going on. If we're going to tie to the dollar when it's going in our way, then we cannot not tie to the dollar when it's not going our way. And here I see a market that is, you know, really, really strange. Now, you know, we'll see, you know, at the end of the day, how it all plays out. But we had a very big spike rally at the close on Monday. And, you know, what does it mean? I don't know, hell if I know. You know, we'll see. It'll mean something. But I mean, the Dow rallied like 40 points, you know, after the markets closed and, you know, in the futures. But in the meantime, there is not a lot of things to be overly exuberant about here. But again, it's really hard to say, well, I'm going to step in the face of it, because if you do, you'll get your butt run over and you won't be a happy camper. And I think this is something that, you know, drives people crazy. But one of the things we can talk about and make sure we understand is the lack of volume. The lack of interest in this market is plays a big role here. And, you know, when markets are thin or thinner, the lack of activity is more accentuated, because you see things happen that might not normally happen because there's basically nobody in the way. And that is something that we must look at as we become more sophisticated as an investor and as a trader, because again, you cannot predict these things, and they don't always project the same line by line. They do have different things going on. So I think it's something that you need to understand and make sure that you focus on when you are trading and when you are investing, because you'll find yourself in a much better state when it happens. Anyways, for you, the listeners, the Bubba Show is brought to you by BarkBox, and BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. They send every month, they send you some doggy treats and some toys for your pooch, and it's for dogs. To receive one free month, go to GetBarkBox.com/TheBubbaShow. That is GetBarkBox.com/TheBubbaShow, and you'll receive one free extra month. In the meantime, you go to LibertyTalk.fm and you get one free Bubba Show, okay, with a sporting edge added. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back after the break. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and this segment will be brought to you by Casper Mattress, Casper.com. Remember, you get $50 towards any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com/The Bubba Show. So, as we were talking when we went to break, we were talking about the way the markets are acting and why you cannot always put something in and say that it has to be, because it doesn't got to be nothing. All right. You know, we ain't got to have anything. The markets are going to do what the markets are going to do. And each market is independent and individual. And those markets will continue to do what they're going to do. So what we have to do is continue to be ready to adjust and play the market footprint. And of course, you know, the last product, we were short the euro currency. And of course, that has now exploded and gone through all resistance, which obviously makes sense because of the weaker dollar. But at the end of the day, that becomes another problem. And again, these are things you can try to hold on and play with them. But do you really want to sit there and get run over when the markets will give you another opportunity later? I think that is the issue that many of us seem to forget when we are trading, is that it is what it is. Don't get in the way of it. Let it trade, and then you'll find a better spot later. Okay, but you know, if you try to push or force the market, then you know you're just fooling yourself. Okay, you're bringing yourself into a position that is going to be very challenging. Because to try to fight the market is ridiculous, because it's always right. And, you know, why not go with it instead of trying to go against it? I mean, that's something that, you know, we have to remember. Because, again, you get everybody telling you what's going to go on. But in the meantime, let the tape tell you what's going to go on. All right? You know, it's like, you know, when they question Sarah Huckabee Sanders at the White House about things, and she'll answer what she wants to answer and what she can answer without problems. And then she won't answer some stuff. You won't always know the answers. You can assume certain things. But again, I think this is something that we have to remember, is to let the markets dictate what's going on and where we should be. You know, there's a lot of ways to There's a lot of ways to look at the markets, but what do we know? We know that the dollar is collapsing. We know that the Dow is continuing to go straight up. We know the euro is going straight up, and we know that the currency markets are manipulated. This is the fear. This is why the Fed is so afraid of Bitcoin, because they can't manipulate Bitcoin yet. All right. You know, that is not run through their cash register, as we say. The Bitcoin is independent. And, of course, it is something that the Fed is extremely afraid of, because, again, that might or could take down the monetary system if it really takes care. And then it eliminates the need for the Fed from that standpoint, because many people will now eliminate and pull away from what we consider as, you know, normal banking and things like that. Now, again, you know, is it going to happen? I don't know. You know, again, we've seen things happen before, and we've seen things change before. This is a rather new technology. I don't know what's going to really happen, but I can tell you that, you know, the manipulation is what has killed the U.S. dollar. The manipulation is what has created the artificial wealth that some of us see, but it has also helped, you know, the government run amok and continue to print money that doesn't exist because they can devalue the assets. And I think what you're seeing now is some trouble in the Eurozone because, you know, the currency is getting so high that they may have some trouble with their export. And of course, but now basically America becomes on sale because if you're holding euros, you can now buy at about 20% or 25% discount again. And I never understood this. I talked about this the other day. It makes me batty to think about it. But hey, you know, who am I? I don't know. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, we've got so many problems here and so many financial problems. But again, remember, okay, no matter what I think, no matter what the market's doing, no matter what the economy is doing, the market's going up. Okay. And it's up and up and up. So what difference does it make? What the hell's going on? This is where we often get very confused about trading and investing and the whole deal. Look, the market's going up. There's nobody can argue the fact that the market's going higher. Okay. Now, should it be higher? No, I don't think so, but it doesn't matter. So are we going to outsmart ourselves and try to short this market when we can see that basically it just keeps going up? Basically, nothing has been able to get in front and stop this train as it continues to push its way higher. So are you going to be the one to get in front of it? And why would you want to? Okay, you can pick a level. You can pick a spot and say, hey, I think this is a pretty good spot. I'm going to get in here. And I have no problem with that. I do that all the time. But if you're going to sit there and say, okay, I'm taking it to the limit here, okay, and I don't care, well, you know, that's a mistake in the general markets. You know, we've seen those movies before. And, of course, sometimes you would, you know, you could be more right than others, you know, especially if you're dealing with a company that, you know, might be going out of business. But the Dow is not going out of business. The markets are not going out of business. And they can run them up your, you know what, so far that you'll never get out. You know, you'll be in darkness forever. And that, I think, is something that, you know, we see far too often, is that, you know, we work on so much emotion in trading. And what you see happen very often is that people get so in, and right now it feels to me like they're jumping in. Feels like to me that the average person is jumping in with both feet. Right? Seems to me that there's a lot of people over leveraging money they don't have to buy stocks they can't afford. So it seems to me that there's a lot of issues here, but yet the market continues to push higher. Now, should it push higher? Well, I don't think so. But again, we can't be the ones to say it's got to stop going higher. We have to be the ones to say, okay, let's let it go, and then we'll look for a better opportunity later instead of trying to stop it now. All right? Again, think about that for a minute. Let it go. Don't get in the way of it. You know, we all think that we won't have time. We're going to miss a major trade. Okay? You're not going to miss anything. If you watch the market appropriately, you won't miss anything. Okay? You will continue to grind out profits, manage your losses. And the minute we decide that we're bigger than the market, the minute that we decide that we know more than the market, what happens? We get waxed. And I think this is something, I mean, you can look at anything and you can look at any market. Look at the transports. Who would have figured? Transports keep going down, but yet the market's higher. All right. So, you know, you need to be in this business with extreme discipline. You have to be in this business with extreme money management, because every day is a new day here. And if you're wrong, you have to be able to say, you can't be like Fonzie and say, you got to be able to admit you're wrong and move on. Because if you don't admit you're wrong and move on, we all know what happens. It does not have a happy ending. If we don't know to move on when we're wrong, we find out that we get it stuck up our whatever, and we got no money left. So you have to, and I have to, is to keep the discipline of waiting for better days, better opportunities. Now, the markets are extremely quiet. They're slow. They're torturous, which makes trading even tougher at this time. So this is the time you want to be even more cautious and waiting, because if you try to outsmart this market here, if you try to think that you're bigger and better than the market here, you will get wasted and you will not be a happy camper. And I think this is something that many, many people forget, that the market's open 241 days a year. The markets are always trading, and you need to be patient enough to wait for your time. In the meantime, for you listeners of The Bubba Show, Casper is offering $50 towards any mattress purchase at Casper.com. And, of course, they've got the mattress that is brand new, and it's the pressure-relieving memory foam and breathable springy layer come together to create a perfect sleep surface. And for you, my listeners, Casper's going to give you a $50 discount. All I have to do is go to CasperTrial.com/TheBubbaShow. Again, that's CasperTrial.com/TheBubbaShow. And you get $50 towards any mattress purchase. Make sure you check them out. In the meantime, don't forget about LibertyTalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, this segment will be brought to you by Audible Books. And, of course, you make sure you download. Go to audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow and download. You get a free 30-day trial. Over 180,000 titles to choose from. Check it out. In the meantime, okay, we've got markets that, you know, again, are higher. But we've got, you know, a overall story that why do we want to get in the way of it? Why do we think that we have to be involved? And that's where the psychological part of trading comes in. You see, like any other game that you play, any other game that is based on math or statistics, okay, can be considered a skill. If you consider the skill, okay, and you learn how to best use the skill, what you're going to find out is that the market will trade very much like a poker game. And if you wait for your hand, as you would do in poker, you know, if you're a backgammon player, we know the numbers always work out. And if you're a bridge player, the better players will win. Okay. So what we get to know is that we need to sit back and wait for our time with patience. You know, Jesse Livermore said that the most money he made, or the hardest part, was the waiting for the trade. And, you know, that should be what your goal should be, is to be able to wait. Because, again, it's like when you go to Vegas, okay, and you play poker and you're playing with the piranhas, if you can't wait, they're going to grind you down. Markets are no different. Again, this is what we strive for, which is why we come up with these strategies that we come up with, so that we can put ourselves in a position to be successful more often than not, because it is a numbers game. So we are trying to grind out the numbers. Our goal is to grind out the market. Now, again, obviously easy to think about, but not always so easy to do. But if you take the time to focus on the game that you're playing, and you take the time to handle those things, then all of a sudden you put yourself in a position of power instead of a position of weakness. And that is the game that we play. These are the mind games and the physical games that we're always trying to play, because that's where you pick up. This is where you gain the edge. Remember, the business of trading is a competitive business. There is an opponent. There is everybody on the other side. Okay, so if you remember that you are trading against an opponent, and if you learn to think, when you're playing a game, a strategy game, you try to figure out what your opponent's strategy is. So let's not get sucked into, how great the economy is. I mean, if we look at the overall markets, why are people buying? Because there's no place else to go. There's nobody else. There's nothing else to buy. So if you want to get money working for you, you got to go there. Now, again, is that the right answer? No. I would think at some point it will be a disaster. But and that's why I think you're seeing this extremely light volume that is just brutally bad. But it is what it is. So you can't make it happen, all right? You have to sit back. And right now you've got all the analysts telling you how good everything is. Remember, most stocks and companies get upgraded at the top and downgraded at the bottom. So now that we have the upgraders coming, okay, hey, let them go. I would say that, again, I'm a big believer of fading or going against when I have these dramatic calls, because, again, you've got all kinds of experts. And if you remember that we're always in a competition, then what the heck? We have a competition going on. And, what's the competition's best objective? It's to try to mislead you as to what you're thinking. Now, if you've ever watched the trading, like, day to day or minute to minute, there's an old adage or old saying from floor traders that markets always go to size. And what that means is sometimes you'll see an abnormally big bid or an abnormally big ask in a market. And what that really is telling you, that whoever got that big bid or big ask actually is trying to go that way, but they're trying to trap you in first to let them fill you. So if you have somebody who's showing a big bid to buy something, they're hoping that you buy, okay, and they will sell to you while they're holding that bid there. So that, because as soon as they pull the bid, they believe the markets will sell off, or that market will sell off. So you can bet that they're trying to manipulate that as much and as good as they can. And that's no different than any other game that we play. People do things all the time that bring in benefit for themselves. And, don't kid yourself, all right? It happens with the big banks. Everybody kind of has their own version of spoofing. It's the spoofing. If you're selling your house and you tell them, I got 20 offers and I've got an offer over list. Okay, well, again, but what are you trying to do? You're trying to create value. And that's something that we forget about, is that people are always trying to create value on something that they want to sell. And on the other hand, of course, they're trying to create lack of value on things they want to buy. This is not a new game, okay? That's something I think that we forget, is that the game doesn't change, okay? It's just the product that we're dealing with changes. Whether you're trading rocks or whether you're trading gold, but it doesn't matter. They're going to change based on what's going on. So don't put yourself in a position to only be so stubborn that you can only look at it from one side of the equation. Because when you do that, what you really have done is locked yourself out of a lot of the action that you can possibly participate in. You've now closed your mind to the opportunity of what you can do, and you've given up a great deal of potential progress and potential earnings because you've decided that you are smarter than the overall market. And again, how many times have we seen this? I would venture to say a lot. It's something that is seen over and over and over again, is the people that think that they are smarter and brighter than the market, they end up in the toilet. And I think that's something that we should take away from today's show, is that markets suck. They're quiet. They're slow. So do we have to trade? No. Even if you're a day trader, you don't have to trade. You're better off waiting for better opportunity if that's the case. So remember, patience is the key. Waiting for your opportunity and being around to celebrate when the markets get busy. And this show is brought to you by Audible Books. And of course, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend, of course, you know, Fed Up and, of course, anything from Stuart Woods. But in the meantime, to download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. That is audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. And you get your free audiobook. And of course, you got to go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day. We need numbers. It's a numbers game. It's like trading. Numbers, numbers. Anyways, this is the first day of August. It is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. The Bubba Show.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.